So what hat is the agency wearing when it issues an advisory opinion? Is it wearing its adjudicative hat or its rulemaking hat? Of course, at one end of the spectrum, you've got the ability of agencies to preside over contested cases, licensure hearings, other administrative proceedings, and they're wearing their adjudicative hat. And then, of course, at the other end of the spectrum, rulemaking. And advisory opinions lie somewhere in the middle. You've got advisory opinions that can be very fact-specific and party-specific, and those tend to sort of look a little bit more like adjudicative decisions because they're fact-specific. And then at the other end, you've got advisory opinions that may have much broader implication when an agency issues an explanation of its existing rules, for example. That looks a little bit more like it's in the rulemaking arena. And, of course, I'm talking about legitimate advisory opinions. Advisory opinions can also go too far. If in the adjudicative context, agencies are acting like courts. They're acting as fact finders and decision makers when they're wearing that hat. And like courts, they're not supposed to issue advisory opinions in that context. In other words, they're not supposed to decide issues in a contested case that aren't properly before the agency, that haven't been brought up by the parties. And then on the other end, if you've got an advisory opinion from an agency that purports to explain a rule but really goes much farther than that and actually effectively amends an existing rule or changes it, then that effectively can become a rule and improper because it wasn't developed with the notice and comment requirements.